This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. It's the second day of Democrats presenting their impeachment arguments to the U.S. Senate, and they've been focusing on what they call President Trump's dangerous abuse of power. We get details from AP Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization said Thursday that the deadly coronavirus outbreak is not a public health emergency of international concern. So far, 25 people have died from the disease. Lisa Schlein has more.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected.
All countries should have in place measures to detect cases of coronavirus, including at health facilities.
Tedros says there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission outside China, but he warns that does not mean it will not happen.
That's reporter Lisa Schlein. This is VOA.